Good morning and welcome to another edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Every Sunday morning, we go back to the days of the big bands, the jazz artists, and those wonderful singers who delighted music fans during the years from 1920 to 1960. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and please join me for the next hour for some great music from days gone by. Was one of the great bands from the 20th century, led by Count Basie. Apart from their wonderful style, they had so many brilliant musicians playing in the band. Mentioning, of course, Count Basie on piano. We had Buck Clayton on trumpet, I believe, on that one. Lester Young on tenor sax. And some vocals from Jimmy Rushing. That was from 1938, with a song written by Jimmy Rushing himself, along with Eddie Durham. Pretty much his signature piece, Sent For You Yesterday. Well, they start off this morning's edition of I've Heard That Song Before, and we've got quite a mixture of music for you this morning. We're going to spend our first half hour back in the 1930s, and our second half hour, we'll move on to the 1940s and 50s. Well, for our next recording, we'll go to 1939. To a band that had started out in the late 30s, led by one of the finest clarinetists around, and that is Artie Shaw. He, of course, was, as I said, a great clarinetist, also a composer and arranger of note. And he had some mighty talent in his band as well. Well, we're going to hear them from 1939 with an Oscar Hammerstein, Sigmund Romberg tune. I think you've heard this one before. Lover, Come Back to Me. Then we'll go back to 1934 to a young lady who was really making a mark in the movie world at the time, especially for Fox Musicals or the Fox Studios, Alice Faye. She was the classic but rare example of the chorus girl who was parachuted or shot to the front of the stage. She became a great star for the Fox Studios in the 1930s, made many, many movies. We'll hear her singing us a song from one of her movies from 1934, and it's called 365 Nights in Hollywood, and that's the name of the movie. The song was written by Richard Whiting and Sidney Clare, and it's called My Future Star, which was very much what Alice Faye turned out to be. And we'll go forward after that to 1935 to a band that was, again, just hitting the big time that year, Benny Goodman, another great clarinetist. He was working with the arranger Fletcher Henderson, and he had, like all the other bands you're going to hear this morning, some mighty talent. He also had some fine vocalists, and we'll hear the Benny Goodman Orchestra with one of them this morning, and that is Helen Ward. And they'll bring us a number called You're a Heavenly Thing, written by Jack Little and Joe Young. So three more recordings, and we'll now hear from Artie Shaw with his new music, Lover, Come Back to Me. Thank you.
I'll bet, baby, you'll go far under my direction. You're my future star, just a picture for movie books. Okay, baby, as you are under my direction, you're my future star. Now smile, dear smart guy, when we part, cry. Oh, what are stop? You're breaking my heart. You need romance and coziness. Step in, baby, here's the car. Under my direction, you're my future star. You've got possibilities, it's plain to see. But what you need to succeed, you will find in me. I have all facilities, you must agree. I'm a genius in the game. I can bring you wealth and fame. Honey, ain't you glad you came? Okay, baby, as you are, under my direction, you're my future star. Now smile, dear smart sigh, when we part, cry. Oh, what are stop? You're breaking my heart. You need romance and coziness. Step in, baby, here's the car, under my direction. You're my future star.
Thank you.
you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. This morning we're listening to, we're listening to music from the 1930s. We just heard from the Benny Goodman Orchestra with Helen Ward, 1935. You're a Heavenly Thing. Before that, Alice Faye with My Future Star from 1934. And we started out with Artie Shaw and his new music, Lover, Come Back to Me. They recorded that in 1939. It was written by Sigmund Romberg and Oscar Hammerstein. Well, we'll go further back into the 1930s to the early years. We've got a couple coming up from 1931. You know, that's 90 years ago. It's amazing, isn't it? And we'll have one from 1933 as well. Well, starting out in 1931, we're going to go across to the UK, and we'll hear from a young man who was starting to become quite popular over there, a singer called Al Bowley. And he spent a lot of time with the new Mayfair Dance Orchestra that was led by Ray Noble, a composer, conductor, and arranger. And this one, as I said, is from 1931. It's written by Vince Eumanns and Harold Adamson and Matt Gordon, I believe, called Time on My Hands, and that'll be Al Bowley. Also in that year, and we'll return to the US and hear from an orchestra led by a chap by the name of Ben Selvin. Not exactly a household name to modern audiences, but he was one of the most prolific recording artists of his day, chiefly because he just raced around between the recording studios, and he had a whole host of different orchestras with different names that he was recording some of the songs with. So he's quite the entrepreneur. We will hear him, as I said, from 1931. One More Time is the song. It was written by Lou Brown, Buddy De Silva, and Ray Henderson. And the incarnation that Ben Selvin took at this time was the Roy Carroll and his Sands Point Orchestra. And the words are provided by Dick Robertson. And then to 1933, to a young alto sax player who was getting started at the time by the name of Benny Carter. Well, he certainly had a long and wonderful career. As I said, this is the early days. He and his friends are going to be playing one of Benny's own compositions, and that's called Once Upon a Time. So actually, this whole set is on the theme of time. It's a bit coincidental. I don't think I planned it that way. They're wonderful recordings anyway. Well, in the studio with Benny that day was Max Kaminski on trumpet, Floyd O'Brien on trombone, Chu Berry on tenor sax, Lawrence Lucy on guitar, Ernest Hill on bass, Sid Catlett on drums, and also a rather young Teddy Wilson on piano. And I think this may have been one of his first recordings. He went on to have many more. That's Benny Carter and Friends, Once Upon a Time. And we'll get started with Al Bowley, Time on My Hands.
But love in view. Then if you fall, and for all. I'll see my dreams come true. Moments to spare for someone you care for, your love affair for two. With time on my hands and you in my arms and love in my heart for you.
One more time, just one more time. You can bawl me out, you can call me names if you let me play those parlor games. One more time, just one more time. Eating all alone, being all alone's making me lazy. Walking all alone, talking all alone's driving me crazy. One more time, just one more time. Let me touch the skin that I love to touch, that I didn't think that I'd miss so much. One more time.
just been listening to some songs from the 1930s. We started out with Al Boley with Ray Noble and the New Mayfair Dance Orchestra. Time on My Hands from 1931. Then Ben Sylvan and his orchestra, also from 1931. One More Time. Also, by the way, on that particular recording, a little clarinet by a young Benny Goodman. Should have mentioned that, I'm sorry, before. And we just heard from Benny Carter and friends, including what I think may be the first recording ever made by Teddy Wilson on the piece Once Upon a Time, also featuring a fine trumpet from Max Kaminsky and some nice tenor sax from Chew Berry, of course, along with Benny Carter on alto sax. And welcome back to I've Heard That Song Before on CHUO 89.1 FM. My name is Stephanie Robinson, and we are coming to you from the University of Ottawa. Well, we're going to move on now to the second half of the show, and we're going to move forward to the 1940s and the 1950s. And right now we're going to go to 1957 to another wonderful trumpeter. No stranger to the show, Bobby Hackett. He had started out in the 1930s and went on for decades. He had a particularly nice tone to his style. Very mellow. And we're going to hear him demonstrating that from 1957 with a number written by J. Fred Coots and Clifford Gray. And it's called Sunday. Joining Bobby Hackett on trumpet, we'll also hear Jack Teagarden on trombone, Peanuts Hucko on clarinet, Ernie Casiris on saxophone, nice piano from Gene Schroeder, and the rhythm section is Billy Bauer, Jack Lesberg, and Buzzy Druten. And then forward another couple of years to a wonderful performer. She could do jazz, she could do blues, she could even do a bit of rock. Dinah Washington, one of the great ones. And she is joining us along with Quincy Jones and his orchestra. Quincy Jones often accompanied Dinah Washington, as he did Sarah Vaughan. Very nice combinations. This number was a big hit for Dinah. What a Difference a Day Made. It's written by Stanley Adams and Maria Mendez Jareva. Our next group is led by trumpeter Roy Eldridge from 1953. And this is a song, Feeling a Draft, was written by Roy Eldridge and performed by him with his friends in 1953 for the Verve label. And his friends, well, it was the Oscar Peterson Quartet, along with drummer Alvin Stoller. And we'll go now to Bobby Hackett and friends and the song Sunday.
Thank you. What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers. Yesterday was blue, dear. Today I'm a part of you, dear. My lonely nights are through, dear. Since you said you were mine. Lord, what a difference a day makes. There's a rainbow before me. Skies above can't be stormy. Since that moment your menu, what a difference a day made, and the difference is you.
Roy Eldridge and Feeling a Draft from 1953. Before that, the stunning voice of Dinah Washington with the gorgeous orchestra of Quincy Jones. What a difference a day made from 1959. And we started out with the lovely trumpet of Bobby Hackett with Friends, 1957. And it turned out to be a jazz standard. J. Fred Coots and Clifford Gray wrote it, and it's called Sunday.
Want to hear the latest in jazz, or maybe some of the greats from the past? Tune in to In Transition with Randy McElligott every Sunday between noon and 2 p.m. on CHUO FM 89.1, coming to you from the University of Ottawa.
And you're listening to I've Heard That Song Before, coming to you on CHUO 89.1 FM. Well, we're going to carry on in the 1940s now. Well, one from 1950, but we'll go to 1945 to a young lady who was getting well into her solo career at that point, and that's Joe Stafford, considered to have one of the most perfect voices in popular music. Very precise style. Beautiful. And she worked a lot at that time with Johnny Mercer from Capitol Records, and we're going to hear them together with a song called Candy, written by Alex Kramer, Joan Whitney, and Mac David. Then to 1950, to a lovely young lady called Helen Humes. She'd started out back in the 30s singing with the Count Basie Orchestra and put in some time with Harry James and his orchestra before going solo. Her voice, I always think, is a little reminiscent of the young Ella Fitzgerald. She had a very fine style and very great range amongst the styles as well. We'll hear her with a number written by the songwriting team of Henry Sanicola and Sol Parker, and it's called This Love of Mine. And to round out our set, we'll hear from the ever-exuberant Kay Starr. Well, she had a lovely, cheerful voice, always fun to listen to. She could sing in many different styles, jazz, pop, even country and western and rock and roll. Anyway, we're going to hear her with one of the great standards written by Richard Whiting and Neil Moret called He's Funny That Way. And that's from 1946, and that'll be Kay Starr. And we'll go now to Joe Stafford along with Johnny Mercer and Candy.
Because I'm sweet on candy, and candy's sweet on me.
She understands me, my understanding candy.
And candy's always handy
when I need sympathy.
I wish that there were four of her, so I could love much more of her.
She has taken my complete heart,
got a sweet tooth for my sweetheart Candy.
It's gonna be just dandy
the day I take my candy and make her mine, all mine.
Candy's sweet on me.
gonna be just dandy.
The day I take my candy,
gee, how the sun will shine on the day.
Without me, I'm
got a guy who's crazy for me. He's funny that way.
Is the lovely K-Star. He's funny that way. Before that, we heard Helen Humes with This Love of Mine from 1950. And we started out with Joe Stafford and Johnny Mercer, Candy. Well, we're almost at the end of today's edition of I've Heard That Song Before. Thanks so much for joining me. Do stay with us. Randy's coming up with 2 hours of great jazz. So please stay with us and enjoy that too. I'll be back next week with more songs from days gone by. We do have one more song for you this morning. It's another lovely lady with a lovely song. The song is written by Irving Berlin. The orchestra is led by Red Norvo. The lady is Dinah Shore. She recorded this in 1959, and it's called The Song Is Ended, But the Melody Lingers On.
Summer will pass away. Take your happiness while you may. There, 'neath the light of the moon, we sang a love song that ended too soon. Break of dawn.